Good morning, brothers and sisters. God bless you all. May our Heavenly Father bless you this morning. I'm very honored to stand here today and share with you the Word of God. I want to thank my pastor, Pastor Dan, for giving me this opportunity. I'm very privileged. The Holy Spirit wants to talk to us this morning about wisdom. Wisdom is defined in a dictionary as knowledge of what is true or right. Unfortunately, we are living days where evil is called good, and good is called evil. Nowadays, many people are lacking a key element in their lives, and that is godly wisdom. There's a difference between knowledge and wisdom. Usually in school or even at church, you gain knowledge. But the source of wisdom is God. You can be an old man. You can be an old man with lots of knowledge but lack wisdom. Or you could be a Christian of many, many years, know the Bible inside out, but lack wisdom at moments of difficulty, temptation, hardship, or testing. So let's learn about wisdom, using the Word of God as our only guidance. Let's open our Bibles to the book of Proverbs, chapter 2. Let me say that again. The book of Proverbs, chapter 2. If you have it, say amen.
Amen.
This is God in the spirit of wisdom talking to us. Let's read it together. It says, starting on verse 1, "My son, if you accept my words and store up my commands within you, turning your ear to wisdom and applying your heart to understanding. Indeed, if you call out for insight and cry aloud for understanding, and if you look for it as for silver and search for it as for hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding." Let's stop right there. This is the important point. Point number one. The Lord is the source of wisdom. Let's say it together. The Lord is the source of wisdom. As we all know, the source of daylight is the sun. Without the light of the sun, plants will not grow. Without the sunlight, the moon and the stars will not shine at night. The same thing happens to us. We as Christians, we need to grow in wisdom, because the source of wisdom is the Lord. This is very important to remember. The source of wisdom is the Lord. It's not the world. It's not school. It's not your friends. And it's not a political party or even the leaders of a church. It's the Lord. Let's say again the point number one. The Lord is the source of wisdom.
The Lord is the source of wisdom.
Let's continue reading. The same chapter. Verse 7. "He holds success in store for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk in blameless. For he who guards the course of the just and protects the ways of his faithful ones, then you will understand what is right and just and fair, every good path. For wisdom will enter your heart and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul." This is point number two. Wisdom needs to enter the heart. Let's say it. Wisdom needs to enter the heart. When the Bible talks about the heart, it talks about your innermost character. It means that it is vital for you to live. What it means is that once wisdom enters your heart, it will stay with you forever. The heart is also a place where faith is stored. Just like the heart pumps blood into our bodies, we need wisdom to live a righteous life. When the heart stops in a person, it's called a heart attack and the person dies. So we can say that we need wisdom to stay alive. Let's say again the point number two. Wisdom needs to enter my heart. Let's continue reading. Verse 11. Discretion will protect you, and understanding will guard you. Wisdom will save you from the ways of wicked men, from men whose words are perverse, who have left the straight paths to walk in dark ways, who delight in doing wrong and rejoice in the perseverance of evil, whose paths are crooked and who are devious in their ways. This is the point number three. Wisdom will save you from the ways of wicked men. When a person has wisdom, he or she can discern what is good and what is right. Church, we will be faced with many wicked ways in our future. But there is a promise here on verse 12 that we will be saved if we have godly wisdom. Whenever we make a decision, remember, we need wisdom. In life, we will face many ways, many paths, many walks, good or evil. If we have wisdom, remember, we will be saved. Let's say point number three again. Wisdom will save us from the ways of wicked men. So let's review these important points. Point number one. The Lord is the source of wisdom.
The Lord is the source of wisdom.
Point number two. The wisdom needs to enter my heart.
Wisdom needs to enter my heart.
And number three. Wisdom will save me from the ways of wicked men.
Wisdom will save me from the ways of wicked men.
Now the Bible teaches us that there is another type of wisdom, a very dangerous wisdom. It has the power to bring confusion, rebellion, and disturbance. One of my favorite movie series is Star Wars. How many of you have seen Star Wars? You probably have seen any of the seven movies. When any Jedi senses something wrong, they say, there's a disturbance in the Force. This type of evil wisdom can bring disturbance to a marriage, family, church, community, or even the country. Let's open our Bibles to the book of James, chapter 3. James, chapter 3. Say amen if you have it. And we're going to read verses 13 through 18. It says, who among you is wise and understanding? Let him show by his good behavior his deeds in the gentleness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and self-ambition in your heart, do not be arrogant and so lie against the truth. This wisdom is not that which comes down from above, but it's earthly, natural, demonic. For where jealousy and self-ambition exist, there is disorder in every evil thing. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruits, unwavering without hypocrisy. And the seed whose fruit is righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Jealousy or envy. Have you ever felt resentment against someone because of that person's success? Perhaps someone got their miracle and you did not. A brother or sister in the church received a big blessing from the Lord, and you became jealous. Church, be careful with your jealousy. Self-ambition. is someone who is concerned primarily with one's own interests. Church, jealousy and self-ambition is demonic. And this type of evil wisdom brings confusion, rebellion, disorder, and every evil thing. I want to end this time by asking, does anyone here lack wisdom? I know I need wisdom. What about you? Let me read the scripture. James chapter 1 verse 5. It says, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. If you know you need wisdom, I want you to stand where you are. And we're going to pray for wisdom. We're going to end this time crying out to God for wisdom. Father, we come to you this morning and we thank you for this message. We want to honor you and please you with our lives. Father, forgive our jealousy. Forgive our self-ambition. It's not about my plans and dreams. It's about your plans for my life. Father, we come together as a church and we cry out for wisdom today. We need it. We pray for that wisdom that comes from above, that comes only from you. We pray for pure, peaceful, gentle, reasonable, merciful wisdom. We pray in accordance to James 1:5. We lack wisdom, Father, and we pray for your abundant wisdom. Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus over them, from the top of their heads to the bottom of their feet. I declare that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. I declare that any sickness or viruses or diseases or infections will not touch them. They are covered by the blood of your Son, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for this message, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray, and everyone says...
Bless the Lord.